United States Eventing Association's official podcast. Hello, I'm Chris Stafford. On this week's episode, we're joined by Abby Keegan, who is the US Equine Innovation and Application Manager at Cargill Feed and Nutrition. Of course, they're the parent company to Nutrina, who have been a loyal sponsor of USEA. And she joins me now. Welcome to the program, Abby.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, nutrition is what we're going to be talking about today, because you're something of an expert in that field, keeping an eye on what is relevant, what is the latest research for event horses to benefit for optimum performance. So let's outline this, where we want to go today in terms of the innovation and the science behind that research.
Sure. So I think, as we think about, we've got a really neat team of on our innovation equine team across the U.S. And really what we try to do is look at the current research that's out there in the field. And then we take the kind of the greatest things, and we might take them and actually go and put together our own science as well and apply them at different universities. So kind of what's neat is we'll work with different partners across the country that are experts in that field. So, for example, if we want to look at, optimal joint and growth, we might go to Texas A&M, for example. If we wanted to look at full growth rates, we might go to Ohio State University. So we use different partners across the U.S. to look at different things. So we've got quite an in-depth array of different nutrition research that we've looked at. And specifically thinking about the event horse, we definitely think about nutrient availability in different feeds. We think about availability of starch and sugar and controlling those levels, but also understanding there is a minimum, and you can certainly go too low as well in that higher level eventing horse. And then we also look at, fiber digestibility. So obviously forage is the main component of these horses' diets, and we want it to be. And so we want to understand a lot about the quality of forage they're using and how we can best balance that.
So what kind of things then would you advise would be the first things for an event rider or owner to look at when they're assessing mm-hmm. the choice of feeds that Nutrina has?
Yeah. So number one, everybody always wants me to recommend a feed right off the bat and says, well, I have a really high level of venture. What do you recommend feeding it? And my first question is, well, what kind of hay or forage is this horse getting? And so that's really where we want to base things, is we want to understand, okay, so are you feeding, a grass hay that's really stemmy and pretty low in calories, which is kind of common that we see down in the southern part of the country sometimes. I like to use the get what you get and don't throw a fit rule of thumb with feeding horses hay. Sometimes you can't always be so picky, especially in the last few years here. And so number one, first looking at that hay, is it really high in calories? Is it really low in calories? Are you feeding it free choice? And how is that working for that specific horse to maintain their weight? From there, then we're going to look at, okay, so if they're getting a really, really nice, quality forage that has lots and lots of calories in it, and you find that whatever it is that you're feeding with that, you're not able to feed them very much, then we need to make sure that the feed that we're using is designed to be fed at that level. So let's say we have a nice horse that we've got a good quality forage, we've got lots of calories, and we're only able to feed them, a couple pounds a day of a product to meet their requirements as far as calories go. We want to make sure we're using a ration balance or a diet balancer, as they're sometimes called, that is designed to be fed at that, kind of 2 to 3 pounds per day range, or even as low as 1 for some horses that are a little bit smaller. And so those are super fortified products that will meet that horse's vitamin and mineral needs in a really small amount of feed.
So the important thing is, of course, to evaluate the needs of your horse in terms of performance, maintenance, mm-hmm. and then once he's in training, the level of performance and the intensity of performance from obviously the start of the season, getting them fit for the start of the season, to when they're really at their peak. So give us a sense of what you would advise riders to be looking for then over that period of time as things change, the horse's needs change.
Great question. So I think, thinking as maybe you would improve that horse's or increase that horse's level of intensity of work, you know, body condition scoring these horses weekly is a great idea. So understanding, okay, so how much fat coverage is over their body? Are they losing weight? Are they gaining weight, or are they maintaining? And then also looking at their muscle as well. Oftentimes, and we can talk about that in a little bit later, but thinking about protein, and a lot of people get scared of protein, but we'll talk about why you really shouldn't be, and thinking about the amino acids that make up that protein. But so let's say you get that horse into work and you're not feeding it very much. Let's say you're using a ration balancer. You start to get into heavier work, and so that horse is doing more, or maybe your forage changes and isn't providing as many calories anymore. Then we need to look at something that's designed to be fed at more of that, let's say 6 pounds a day for a, you know, 1,100-pound horse kind of a range. So something like maybe a ProForce Fuel or a Safe Choice Perform or something like that of our product line. And so for those horses, then it becomes, okay, so we want to monitor, you know, obviously their calorie intake and make sure they're getting all the vitamins, minerals they need and whatnot, but also look at the starch and sugar. So we have feeds that are very, very low in starch and sugar, and they're designed that way for a specific reason. So if we have a horse that is insulin resistant, has equine metabolic syndrome, those kinds of horses, or PSSM, polysaccharide storage myopathy, those horses, we need to have specific low levels of non-structural carbohydrates in the diet. A lot of times folks have kind of gotten hung up on that. We've certainly want to control non-structural carbohydrates in the diet because we know when we get too high, we can cause, you know, hindgut disturbances like colic, for example. But in these higher level eventing horses, we really need to make sure they have enough starch and sugar that they can replenish muscle glycogen for those short bursts of energy that they're going to need. So that's when we really want to look at controlled levels. And we really tried to kind of lead the way from a revolutionary standpoint on our products. So like our ProForge products, for example, like our fuel, we have a maximum dietary starch level on the tag that you can find and a maximum dietary sugar level as well. So that's kind of a nice thing to be able to, as a horse owner, you know, see right then and there on the tag and evaluate what makes the most sense for your horse. So really trying to get most of the calories in the diet from fat and enough of the dietary calories from starch as well. So again, that when we have a horse that's truly doing something, and obviously these eventers are working most cases, they've got to have a little bit of starch in their diet so they can replenish that muscle glycogen for those bursts of energy.
Okay, so let's move on to protein. Help us unpack the myths surrounding this.
Yeah, so there's lots of myths around protein. You know, the number one is probably around extra energy. And so a lot of times folks will ask, well, or you'll talk to them about a product and make a recommendation. They'll say, well, that's 14% protein. My horse can't handle that much protein. No, they need a 10 or a 12 in their diet. And so really the first thing to understand is protein is very inefficient energy. Think about the Atkins diet, for example, for people, right? The idea is you eat lots of protein because your body is not efficient at digesting it. You actually burn energy or calories digesting that protein. And so that's kind of important to think about with the horses, but you know, it's not going to make them hot, wild, and crazy. Protein, that's not the protein in the diet. That is the excess starch and sugar doing that. The other thing to think about with protein is it's really not protein that a horse requires. It's the amino acids or the building blocks of protein. For example, lysine, methionine, threonine are the first three limiting amino acids in a horse's diet. And a lot of times you can actually find those listed on a feed tag right underneath a protein. So what's important about that is when you think about protein in the diet, it's not just muscles. Everybody thinks muscle, but think about hair, think about hoof, think about all the other structures of that horse. They're primarily made of protein or amino acids. And so a lot of times what we see in these performance horses even is they're calorically sufficient, so they have good body weight on them, but they are protein or amino acid deficient. So you won't see the muscling on these horses. They won't recover as well. They don't have as great of top lines. Their saddles don't fit that great. Maybe their hoof quality isn't what we'd like it to be. And so, again, just trying to dispel that myth around protein because a lot of times people get so scared of it.
Well, I'm just thinking, obviously, the studies that you do on nutrition and the science behind it, all of this gears towards the ultimate goal of finding the perfect feed for horses, and not least of all for performance horses. So what does that actually look like then? If you were to look at the component parts, what's ideal that riders and owners should keep in mind?
Sure. So I think, you know, the biggest problem that we've found in the industry across the U.S., one of the things we did that was kind of neat is we actually did forage analysis at multiple large equine events across the U.S. And so with that forage analysis, people brought us their hay, right? And we analyzed it right there in front of them with a portable NIR machine is what it's called. So we were able to get the results back and look at the protein content of that hay, the ADF and NDF, which give us an idea of how available the nutrients are and how well the horse is going to want to eat that hay. We also got back things like calcium and phosphorus, some of those nutrient levels as well, and then the calorie content. And so what we found then was we asked the owners, okay, so we understand your hay now. What are you feeding this horse to balance out the hay, and how much are you using? And what we found was very, very commonly, someone might be feeding a really nice product. Like, let's say they're feeding our ProForce fuel, for example. But they were only giving the horse a pound a day. So maybe, you know, a couple of large handfuls in the morning and at night. And the horse, if you look at the feeding rate for that body size of horse, so let's say it's an 1,100-pound horse, and we look at the actual tag of ProForce fuel, you need to feed 0.5% of body weight for that horse's activity level. And basically, you know, that horse should have been eating 6 or 7 pounds a day, and they were only getting, you know, maybe 1 pound a day. So again, that's where we find these horses that are calorically sufficient. So that horse might have, you know, maintained body weight really well. But the problem was is they were deficient in amino acids, and different levels of copper and zinc, for example, different minerals, and also different vitamins. And so really, I guess the big thing I want to help horse owners understand, put your feed tag, read that feed tag, and understand of the product you're using, are you feeding enough for your horse's body weight? And very commonly, we find that that's just not the case.
Or on the flip side of that, there is overfeeding too.
Yes, definitely. So the overfeeding situation, I think it's really about, you know, these horses and understanding that, you know, just like humans, it's important to be at a proper body weight. And so a lot of times, you know, we'll see these really obese horses and people feel sorry for them. You know, we want to give them more feed because, you know, it makes them feel better. And so really, I think it's understanding, okay, well, what's right for that horse, right? What's the best for its health? And in general, if we're going to want to feed them more of a feed, I would say give them more hay instead, really. Find a hay that's lower in calories. There's these wonderful things, nibble nets and different hay nets with small holes to slow their feeding rate down. So those are kind of good ways to let that horse have more to eat throughout the day. And then find the best product that's lower in calories. So for us, you know, for example, we would use like a Safe Choice Special Care, you know, fed at 5 pounds a day would work nicely. Or our Empower Balance is a really nice ration balancer that you could feed 1 or 2 pounds a day and meet that horse's nutrient needs.
Well,
and then, of course, exercise.
And then, of course, exercise, of course, and constant clean water and all of those other things. But we look at the products that you have on offer, and you've mentioned some of them, Abby. But clearly the challenge is to find the right one for your horse at that time, and which may change. So how would you advise riders and owners to begin then, looking at the choice that Nutrina offers? Would you like to talk through those products and where would be a good place to start?
Yeah, that's a great question. So in general, you know, most of these eventers, hopefully they're doing enough work that we need to feed them at least, you know, 5 or 6 pounds a day, which is roughly a big square scoop in the morning and a big square scoop at night, you know, for an 1,100-pound horse. If the horse is larger than that, which a lot of these horses definitely are, maybe they're 1,300 or 1,400 pounds, that's more like a scoop and a half minimum morning and night to meet those needs to balance what's missing in the hay. So as far as selecting the right feed, you know, I think you have to think a little bit about what the horse is doing and the type of horse. So sometimes we have these really, really, you know, hot-headed specific breeds will certainly contribute to that. And so we want to choose a product that is using more fat in the diet and maybe a little more controlled in starch and sugar. So like a ProForce Fuel works really nicely for some of those horses. Then we can get into these super high level horses that maybe they're starting to run out of gas at some point in their performance. So maybe they're in the midst of cross country and you just wish at the end that they had a little more energy left in them. And so maybe ProForce XTN is a better suit for those horses. So different products we can definitely fit in different ways. One of the other things that is kind of unique to all of our premium Nutrina feeds is that we actually include something called Smart Grain Formulation. And as part of that, we have pre and probiotics that are included that we've done a lot of research on. And so I always tell people it's kind of like eating yogurt, right? So a lot of people, including myself, who has two small children that go to daycare and school and bring home all kinds of lovely things to my home. And so I want to keep myself as healthy as possible, right? And so you think about horses that are traveling, they're enduring all kinds of different stress. If we can have, you know, these pre and probiotics in their diet, we see a better immune response, right? Just like me when I eat my good yogurt and keep my bugs in check. So that's kind of something else that's kind of unique and a little bit different.
How many products does Nutrina have in total for horse feed?
Oh, great question. So let's see here. Of our Safe Choice line, we've got 5 products. We've got ProForce products. There's actually 4 of them in certain parts of the country. And then we've got our Empower Balance, which is that ration balancer that I talked about that works so great if your horse is an easy keeper. And then Empower Boost is a high-fat supplement that we can add on top of any of the ProForce or Safe Choice products to get add calories to the diet and really keep the vitamins and minerals in check. The other line, the last line, is our Vitality line, and that would be our textured line of feeds. And there's a couple products in that category too. So there's a lot of choices out there, that's for sure. And it gets a little bit challenging sometimes to choose what is best. If anyone has questions, you know, we've got some great resources out there. There's also, I mean, there's our Nutrina World website. You can certainly get a hold of us to answer your specific questions. And then horsefeedblog.com is a wonderful resource with all kinds of different nutrition information from different universities. And so I would highly recommend that as another great resource.
Well, clearly lots of options, as you say, to find the right feed for your horse. And Nutrina has been a great supporter of the USEA. I want to thank you so much for this advice, Abby, and for your continued support.
You are very welcome. Thank you, Chris. Enjoyed chatting with you.
And coming up on the show over the next few weeks, we'll be hearing from some riders who are heading to Kentucky for the Rolex Kentucky 3-day event. And in the lead up to this year's Alltech FEI World Equestrian Games in Normandy, we'll have some special episodes looking back at previous WEGs and previewing this year's event. There will also be helpful information from some of our sponsors about their products and upcoming news about the Young Event Horse and Future Event Horse programs. All of these podcasts are available for download on iTunes. Just look under Podcasts for USEA. Until the next time, enjoy your eventing.